On Wisconsin, on Wisconsin, on Wisconsin, on Wisconsin. Ooh, that is the fight song slash alumni song for the University of Wisconsin. But of course, I only know two words from it. On Wisconsin. This is David. It's April 14th in the morning, and this is the On Wisconsin Three Things podcast for today. We're savoring the moment of the courage and determination in Wisconsin for the voters there to come out, turn out, reject the voter suppression tactics of the Republican Party, and to elect a liberal Supreme Court justice. I'm going to be joined here right now, by Wisconsin team leader, one of them, Charles Douglas. On Wisconsin, on Wisconsin. What's going on, Charles?
Hey, I can't talk actually today. I'm sorry.
Okay. Oh, well, that is a first right there. Okay.
Yeah, I can't. I'm just really exhausted by screaming. This screaming, yelling, jumping, clapping, crying last night. Holy cow. Man,
Yeah.
we won.
I
We won
know. And we
so
won.
freaking big yesterday.
Yes. Yeah. Supreme
And
Court
in the
race.
face of massive voter suppression, I
Totally.
think so here's the thing. What I want to do is talk for the I want to just keep this podcast on for the rest of the day, and then you and I will kind of go about our day and like read and research and like say, oh wow, I found this cool thing about the race and this cool thing. Because it's just we're gonna spend so much time dissecting what happened last night or yesterday or Tuesday, actually. It's like dissecting what happened Tuesday.
Yeah, the election happened like 8 days ago, but we got the results yesterday. Yeah,
Right.
let me set the stage for everybody, because not everybody's political nerds like us, right? So,
If no, wait, hold on. If you're listening to this podcast and you don't know what happened in Wisconsin yesterday, then stop listening to no. Go ahead. Say it.
No,
Go
no,
ahead.
this is the right podcast for you. So,
Okay.
context. Wisconsin's been ground zero for the partisan battles and the voter suppression of the last 20 years in this country. It's been a swing state. It's gone twice for Obama, once for Trump. It's elected Scott Walker, a very conservative governor, twice, and he did all these led all these horrible things. The Republicans have really pursued an agenda to damage and devastate the democracy there. In 2018, we helped to swing it back to Tony Evers, the Democrat who won the governorship. And there was a Supreme Court race last night for a 10 years a position. 10 years is the length of the time for the position on the US, the state Supreme Court there. And the Republicans had a candidate. It was their incumbent who was running, so he was seeking to stay on the court. And in the last couple of weeks, the Democrats attempted to delay the election because of the pandemic. People had to put their lives on the line to vote. But the Republican legislature refused to consider it. And in fact, they were called into special session by the governor, and they convened for 7 seconds in the Senate and 10 seconds in the House. That was it. And
Right.
they said, nope, we're not. We are not delaying this. We want to go forward. And the entire reason was because they thought with the lesser turnout, smaller turnout, that the Republican would win this race. Because they were fearful there would be a high Democratic turnout because it was the election coincided with the presidential primary in the state. So the Republicans refused to delay it even though there was life on the line to vote. And in the midst of this, turnout was up in Wisconsin. People put their, just their again, their lives on the line to vote. They came out to vote. and the Democrat won the seat, won it by 6 or 7 points, depending on how the polls come out, and which it translates into about 100,000 votes statewide. And Donald Trump had won the state by over 100,000. Donald Trump had won the state by about 22,000 votes in 2016. So this was quite a swing. So there you go. That's the context. And that's why Charles and Team Wisconsin were dancing last night. And so was I. There is probably, one more thing. There are things that are probably, there aren't many things that are more enjoyable to me than reading about elections that we've already won. Right?
That's right. So, can you hear me?
I lost you for a second there.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yep.
Okay. So my team is, we're so on fire about this that I'm getting like hourly updates on the win margin here. She's up 163,000 votes.
Oh my gosh. Holy cow.
So
Dane County, so Madison we're came in big. Like, yeah.
We're breaking up again. Say it again.
You're looking at what? Yeah, you're definitely breaking up on me, man. You want to flip off your Wi-Fi?
You're breaking up on me too. I'm gonna turn off my Wi-Fi, and if I lose you, then I'm just gonna rejoin. You know what it is? It's everybody is looking up results for the race at the same time. Hold on. Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can totally hear you.
Okay. So, that's a pretty big margin. That's a really big margin. And let me point this out. This is another thing. This is a big margin, and it's not due to the largest voting bloc in the state for Democrats, which is Milwaukee. Milwaukee results are actually down. This election. This is because everyone else in the state saw what the Republicans were doing, and they were freaking outraged by this.
Yeah.
And they voted, they flipped. All of these, Wisconsin, like this, one of the swingiest states in the nation. This was too far. The Republicans had gone too far, and those states that were razor thin margins for Trump, they flipped double digits. Some of them for Jill Karofsky, because this was too far.
Yeah, the way you win statewide elections is you run up support in your strongest areas, and you diminish your losses in your weakest areas. And Karofsky ran 15 to 25 points stronger, even though she was losing in three conservative suburban districts of Wisconsin. She ran that much stronger than Clinton or last year's Supreme Court liberal justice in that race. So that's all consistent with this national move towards Democrats that is occurring among suburbs. So she still lost in those areas, but she didn't lose as badly. And then she ran up huge margins in other places in the state, including Dane County, where Madison is, and in Wisconsin, where the turnout wasn't super high, but her margin was much bigger than it had been for Clinton.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. And it's interesting. The way that you characterize that is that it's her margin. And I really, you know, to me, this is not an election that was about the candidate. This is about the parties. This is about what the Republicans did. And this is about Trump in this moment in coronavirus. It was about where Wisconsin was with an eye towards the presidency. And it was about the mobilization and the strength of the local Democratic Party in Wisconsin, led by Ben Wicklund.
Yeah. After this call, after we're done here in a few minutes, I'm going to hop on. I don't know if you're going to have time to hop on a live stream that Ben Wickler's holding to talk about. I think the bigger issues, right? So, yeah, he's the head of the Wisconsin Dems.
Yeah, so I'm going to hop on for a little while because I want to see what he has to say. I want to see what his tone is like coming off of a win. I saw him after election day, but before the results have come in. And I want to see what he's willing to say now. He's seen data that we haven't seen. He's tested out some ideas around organizing, around remote organizing in this new world. He's seen success. So he knows what works in one of the toughest states in the nation. He knows what works.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. That live stream starts in 10 minutes. I want to ask you three questions between now and then for our three things today. Okay. And I'm just going to ask you the questions. I'm not going to follow up with you. Just going to be three questions. Okay.
You're not going to follow up. That is like the worst kind of interview. Go ahead.
Question one, what did the Wisconsin Common Purpose team do in the last 2 weeks to help this outcome?
So we did what a lot of other CP teams are doing right now, and that is working with the same local partner to get out the vote remotely. So letter writing, phone calling, text banking, these are all things that all of our teams are doing across Common Purpose. We specifically did phone calling right alongside the Wisconsin Democrats. So the same exact methods that they were using to get out the vote, to get folks to request absentee ballots, we were doing the same thing. So we were pushing for we were pushing for absentee ballot stuff, and then also reminding people that there was even an election going on, because most people actually don't vote outside of presidential elections in November. So we were pushing for that. Is there next question, the result? Because I have a result of like how many. It was hundreds. Hundreds of
calls. No, go ahead. That our team made. No. Yeah, go ahead. I don't have a question about that. Team made.
Okay. Yeah, it was hundreds of phone calls that our team made. We, between postcarding that folks did, plus the phone calls that folks made, we made over 1,500 contacts. And that's not all of our data. Some stuff wasn't even reported. So we're thinking it's closer to 1,700 or 1,800.
Well, we also have that initiative to call into Wisconsin. We also went out to the whole Common Purpose community. So our numbers are, I'm sure, bigger than that even.
I'd forgotten about that. I totally forgotten about that.
All right, second question. It's about the team itself. It's walked up a big hill, like we are metaphorically doing in this country right now. So your team, the team Wisconsin, what from your viewpoint as the leader of that team makes that team work so very well? It's renowned in Common Purpose as a super strong team. The folks keep coming back. And I'll have to say that a number of our other teams are now catching up to you because we've got such great leaders. But what has made your team, Wisconsin team, the team?
I think it was because early on I think the state draws a certain type of person to it. I think some of the folks were from the state, and so maybe there's a certain type of person that comes out of Wisconsin. So I think that there's a, you know, the grittiness, the fight that you see from the Dems there, I think the folks that left Wisconsin, they got it in them, and they brought that to the team. I think the other thing is that from the beginning, it wasn't just how do we knock on doors together, how do we, where do we go, and, you know, where do we stay? It wasn't just logistical things. It was, what's the mindset that we have when we go there? And there were some members of the team that really stressed that it was important for us to have that, as most of the folks that were involved were white, and all of us actually on the team are privileged in some way. especially compared to the neighborhoods that were knocking on doors in Wisconsin. So they tend to be African-American communities and Latinx communities. So we're different from the start because of the folks that were on the team. I think we went a step further when in 2018, I had to maintain my involvement on the team, create a leadership team. And those folks kind of held me up. They propped me up as leader. And they took on some of the difficult tasks of organizing the team and leading the team when we were on the ground in some ways. So I think using a leadership team, making sure that all of the work wasn't on just one person was really, really key. And also getting some of these really experienced folks to give me input. One of the things we is that the young leaders that lead these teams, they get developed. And me forming a leadership team to directly influence my decision-making and directly give me impact helped me develop. And the people that I was learning from are people who have run other organizations. They're just retired folks. But these are people that had done what I was trying to do already for years and years. And now they were teaching me. So I think that like ecosystem of development together, plus the salt of the earth folks out of Wisconsin and the fight of those people, I think that made our team what it is.
All right. So question three then. So what's your message to Common Purpose Larger, our volunteers, I mean here. What's your message to our volunteers today, this morning, 9 o'clock a.m., April 14th, 2020? What's your message to everybody having this result there, but also looking at the entire landscape, the entire space that's out there ahead of us and where we're at right now? What's your message?
My message is the shit works. this works. We work. This thing works. We make a difference. Fighting this way, the way that we fight, makes a difference. Ben Wickler and the Wisconsin Democrats are going to get a ton of this credit because of how they mobilized people. Anyone who's wondering if it's worth it, it is so worth it. If you want to know if any people on our team helped anybody vote, you talk to some of these folks that had conversations with people that didn't know that there was an election, that didn't know how to turn in their absentee ballot. There was a member of our team who walked somebody through. She was blind. She was an older lady that was blind, and she needed to know what to do, how to get her ballot, how to get it. They had to get like double witnessed or something like that. I mean, this is the stuff that we're doing on these phone calls. And that stuff matters. These votes matter. Yeah, it was a huge margin, but some races are really, really small margins. And Joe Kurofsky won by a wide margin, but some of these other smaller elections down ballot, they didn't win by these massive margins. And our turnout with some of these phone calls mattered a lot in some of those races. So I'd say we can do this. In the fall, we can take this election. We can take the presidential election, and we can take a whole bunch of Senate elections. Wisconsin is a bellwether. I've always said this. I said it to my team in 2018. Wisconsin is the country in fast forward. It was partisan before we were. It had destroyed unions before we did. It had done what happened to the education of this country. It happened in Wisconsin first. And look what's happening now. There are people that are in the middle of this country in terms of politics that are sick and tired of what the Republicans are doing to this country, what Donald Trump is doing to this country. And they are willing to show up and vote against him and against that kind of ideology. And we, this is when we need to hit the gas, because we should be out in front.
Yeah, I totally hear you and feel you. This shit works. I think last night, and this has happened in previous moments of success for us, like in Kentucky or in Virginia last year or in 2018 and in other places, I'm like, wow. Like, really? This worked. It happened. It did it. We helped, right? So let me just give you one number. The absentee share of total ballots. Absentee share of total ballots in Wisconsin. What this means is how many people did mailed in ballots. In 2014, it was 15 to 20%. In 2016, in the presidential election, it hit its high water mark in the state. It was 28%. That was the high water mark for people mailing in ballots. In this election in Wisconsin, 83%. All right? 83%. Yeah. All right? Wow. That's how we're going to need – that's what we need to do for this fall. That's the work that we got to do every state, and we can do that remotely. We can help people get their ballot and then vote remotely. We can do that.
So wait, the 83% is 83% of the folks who voted or 83%
That's right.
increase?
No, 83% of the folks who voted.
That is so this is one of those things. It's 9 o'clock, we got to run. But one of the things that, like, pre-coronavirus, you know, us having like a remote, you doing a remote lecture, you know, through Zoom and then onto Facebook, or us having, you know, calls with 20, 30 people, you know, for a fundraiser or a meeting or whatever. And some of them young and some of them, you know, not so young, we would have said all this stuff was impossible. You know, folks of all generations learning how to order groceries online and order takeout food and stuff. That we wouldn't have said this was possible. 80+% of the people in a Midwestern state, largely rural, voting from home. In a battleground state, that shouldn't be possible, and yet it is. This is a different world. 2020 was already a crazy year. It's already going to be different. Coronavirus has turned this entire thing on its head, and the jury was out to decide which direction it was going in. And guess what? It's going in our direction. The wind is at our back. Let's go.
On Wisconsin. All right, let's get on the other call. Have a good day, man. I'll chat to you and talk to you shortly. Bye.
All right, let's get back to work.
Yeah, let's do it.